I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, the 2026 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductions were held on June 27th. This marked the 48th class inducted into the Hall of Fame that recognizes contributions to the Knoxville Raceway. Today's feature is Josh Higday. Josh began racing at the Knoxville Raceway in 1998 in the 360 Sprint Car Division. His breakthrough season came in 2002 when he captured his first career feature victory on June 28th. Just over a month later, he added another milestone by winning the prestigious 360 Tournament of Champions on August 4th. He capped off the year by earning Knoxville Nationals Rookie of the Year honors. In 2007, Josh recorded three feature wins on his way to claiming the 360 Track Championship. Throughout his career, he amassed 18 career 360 feature victories, ranking sixth on the all-time wins list, and posted eight top five finishes in the final 360 championship standings. Had a chance to talk to Josh about his career at the Knoxville Raceway. Josh, congratulations. What's this mean to you?
It means a lot to my family and myself. Been racing here a long time and got my son racing, and it's just a hell of an honor, you know.
What got you into racing? You know, let's start from the beginning. You know, what gave you that racing bug to get in a sprint car and start driving?
Well, I tell you what, if you want to talk about starting out, actually, I started out, I was a bad kid in school, so the reward was I got to race a little bit, and that's how it all started. But the sprint car thing started back in 98. I raced go-karts and stock cars up to that point, and finally bought a sprint car, and Doug Brown at Jocko's actually gave us a motor to try out in 98, and yeah, if it wasn't for him, you know, none of this would have happened, so big shout-out to him, and just been a good ride.
First time at Knoxville, do you remember that? And what were you thinking when you first got pushed out on the Knoxville Raceway surface?
I remember it clear as day. So we pushed off for hot laps, and back then David Hesmer was fast, and I thought I was getting around there pretty good, you know. And here he comes by me and covered my shield up with mud, and I pulled probably two or three tear offs, and I thought, man, how do these guys go that fast? And it just takes time, and the speed was just so unreal, and the turbulence as well with the wind and the wings and stuff.
Who are some of the people you took advice from or looked up to back then to, you know, kind of move your career forward?
I tell you what, Booby Thompson, Bob Thompson with American Challenge. You know, I didn't know anything about sprint cars when I got into it, and he showed me the ropes. You know, he'd tell me how to do something once, and I didn't ask twice, so big shout out to him. Doug Brown at Jocko's, of course, and I looked up to Randy Smith, Craig Delansky. There's a lot of racers that I look up to, and just tried to drive like them. Honestly, what got me interested in sprint cars was Danny Young back in the day. Heck of a racer, and he won like every race at the fairgrounds and won a ton of races here, and Just too bad he isn't here nowadays, because he really would have been something in the Outlaws, I'm sure.
And you get your son, Cade, is racing and doing well, too, this year in the 360s. What kind of satisfaction do you get watching your son and having the success he's having now?
Oh, it's great. I mean, Cade's 100% better than I ever was. I couldn't touch the bottom unless I was pulling off the racetrack, and he's got a lot of talent, and I think he's got a good future in the sport. He's a good talker, and we're having a pretty good year this year, so hopefully we can keep it up and maybe get that points championship at the end of the year.
As a parent, how nervous do you get when you're watching him out there?
I tell you what, it's more nerve-wracking watching him than when I was racing, for sure. I mean, it makes my stomach hurt when he's out there racing. And when I was racing, there was no nerves, really. You know, maybe right before a big race or something, but that'd all go away when the motor fired. Now I'm just stuck with it.
Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
2026 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductee Josh Higday. More of today's Lely Radio Sports Page is next on KNIA KRLS.